Okay, we're on session 4. John here with End of Effort and the Effortless Provision Sessions. So this session, we're going to pick it up by talking about living in the present now, or living in the eternal moment of this present now. Any way you want to put it, any way you want to look at it, it's living in the now. Okay, so how do we do that? Well, let's dive right in. First of all, you and I both know that we are eternal beings. If you don't know that, then you do now. It's no surprise that because we are spiritual, we're made of spirit, and then we have this house called a body, that we are made of the very substance of God. We talked a lot about this in the other sessions. But the point being is that we have a decision to make. Because we are eternal, because we are living in a space and time world in this natural realm, we have a choice to live in the now, the past, or the future. So what's wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with that? Well, first of all, I don't like the word wrong. I don't like right versus wrong, because it has some connotation that, you know, we have to figure out how to get it right. After all, if we get it wrong, then there must be a right. So when we live by right versus wrong instead of the flow of the eternal present moment of love, the unconditional substance that God is on the inside of us, then He walks us through every scenario without us feeling this weight of condemnation or this weight of thinking that we have to be perfect all the time. You know, if we live in a reward versus punishment type of gospel scenario, then what we're going to do is we're going to try to get it right. And when we don't get it right, then we're waiting for a hammer to fall. There's no way to live our life, friends. And that's not what love does. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not demand its own way or His own way. God does not demand His own way. If He did, then we wouldn't have free will. We'd all be a bunch of slaves to this dictator of a God, and He's just not that God. If you want that type of God, then you have plenty of other religions that will fulfill that need, or at least try to. But we live in an unconditional prompting and leading and response and flow. That's who we're made of. That's the very substance that He is. And so because we know that God is love, then when we look at things in this moment that we dwell in, we can see that there is no other thing, there's nothing else that could take us out of this love. I mean, it's just eternal, and it's ever present, and we're one with that love, whether we realize it or not. And the Bible's very clear on that, is that, you know, who can take me out of the presence of God? If I make my bed in a horrible, horrific existence on this planet, I can put myself in a living hell, make my bed in Sheol, and make my bed in a garbage dump, make my bed in a adverse hell while I'm breathing, then He is there. If I ascend to the highest heights, He's there. If I go to the lowest low, He's there. Why? Because we are made of God. We are made of the very spirit of who He is, the breath of God. And so because we are, then there is no separation. It's an illusion. See, the only reason why we think there's a separation is because we've been conditioned to believe there is one. It's called duality. And a lot of religion loves to teach about this, that He's up there or He's out there and I'm over here. And there's time and space between us. But there couldn't be further from the truth. We're one and there is no space between us. You can't tell the difference. If you were to look at a spirit man, you could not see the difference of the fusion that you have between you and love. Now, I'm not saying we are God. I am saying that we are taken from him and out of him and through him. And what that looks like, who knows? I mean, if you've had an encounter and God has shown you that, great. But I don't know exactly what that looks like. I know what it feels like, and so do you, if you tune in. So the beauty of this thing called living in the present moment is that there is no catastrophe there. There is no judgment. There is no trouble. There is no trial. There is no hardship. There is no angst or anxiety or anguish. It's just pure bliss, pure love, pure rest, pure heart coherence. Remember, we talked a lot about heart coherence in the last session. And how do you get heart coherence? Well, you go into the theta brainwave mode. And how do you do that? By dialing down your heart and your spirit man, your soul, your mind, your body, and causing it to relax to where you go into this deep meditative state that could be defined as a daydreaming state or a dream state. And we can actually live and move and have our being in that all throughout the day. Yes, we can. Yeah, I just heard somebody say that would be nice. Well, yes, you can. You and I can live in that walking, meditative, deep theta state. And what happens when we're there is, you know what it's like? You relax yourself and you let go. And the more you practice that, the more you and I practice that very thing of letting go into this present moment by relaxing and causing ourselves to come out of thinking mode by switching gears and begin to think on those things that are good, true, lovely, and a good report, then our emotion heightens to the joy level. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's the strength of the present moment. It's the strength of oneness in and through Christ. And so because we're one with Him already in spirit, now when we align our emotions and our thought processes up with that, we have the mind of Christ and we have heart and brain coherence. When the two are linked up, we talked about this, it is a Wi-Fi signal that is always turned on. What does that do? It actually casts out an energetic magnetic field, science proven, that they've measured this scientifically through equipment, and they have measured this magnetic field. It's called presence. It's called the anointing. It's called yours, your spirit, and what it exudes, how it emanates out of you. And then you match that with Jesus, it could be endless. The influence that's cast forth around our lives. And it looks a lot like an apple core when you look at it on a graph or a chart or magnetically in measuring it with some type of equipment. It looks like an apple core that surrounds, you know, comes from the apple core from the inside, straight up and down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and then it expands around you much like an apple. And so that field is dependent, how great that field is, how much it expands, is dependent on how much we are heart coherent. And the way we do that is to come into the present now and live there. Now, I know this is a challenge, friends. Well, I've tried that, John. Yeah, well, we've all have, right? But the more we cultivate it, the more we cultivate with living at rest and being at peace of mind. Remember, he said in Scripture that those whose minds are stayed upon me, meaning God, I will keep them in mature peace. In other words, I'll keep them in the fullness of peace. In other words, I will keep them in heart coherence and brain coherence so that you can cast forth a magnetic field as a shield around your life that will begin to draw things magnetically back to you. Instead of drawing bad things, we'll draw good things, the goodness of the Lord, the blessings, the events overtaking our life. And so when we look at living in the present moment, the present now, you ever sit in a conversation and you weren't really present? Of course, we all have. We've all done it a million times. But when you sit there and you're present in that conversation and you've blocked out all other thoughts that would take you away from that moment, then what happens? There's something that takes place of peace that allows the one that's talking, that's in your vicinity, in your presence, to begin to feel safe. You ever hear, have you ever been told that? Have you ever heard, oh, they're a safe space, they're a safe place? Well, the reason is that that person was present for that time or many times, and they were listening presently. And there's power in that, friends. There's a power that actually emanates out and begins to draw those things up and out of the individual to be able to get them out of their soul and feel safe doing it so that they can be healed. Remember, it said, confess your sins one to another that you may be healed. What he's really saying there is, put yourself in a present moment. Relax your heart, relax your soul, relax your mind. Cast forth the thoughts, any thoughts that are contrary to you being present in the moment, listening. Then you'll have heart coherence, and that heart coherence will grow the magnetic field. You'll start to have the mind of Christ. It'll splash up into your brain. You'll have the mind of Christ, and then guess what happens? We're confessing something that is causing me to misalign. I'm causing me to misalign with my identity in Him, causing me to not be present or full, have a fullness of state of bliss or the fullness of His presence. So it's really misalignment. And so when we begin to confess those things, we come back into alignment. And so then we get healed, don't we? There is nothing quite more powerful than being able to get something up and out to a safe person or a safe space. We do it all the time with the Lord, but somebody in human skin, it is awesome, because then you can actually relate to somebody in human flesh, and you're able to get it up and out and be healed by it. You know, any therapist that you talk about will say, why don't you write it out? Or get it out somehow with somebody that's safe, or write it down on paper. It's miraculous what happens when you begin to write things out on paper, write it out on a computer, write it out or speak it out. It's just the way God made us to be able to be healed that way. Many other ways too, but that's a primary way, and you know that to be true. So this is what being present does. It begins to heal us, mind, spirit, soul, and body, every area of our lives. It begins to transform us and deliver us from everything under the sun. You know, I used to be a part of a deliverance ministry for years, and we used to think that something from the outside in was the key to deliverance. Well, I found out over the years, especially recently, that it's inside out, meaning that when we come into a heart coherent space like we've been discussing, and we still ourselves and we sit in receive mode, there is nothing more powerful than that type of deliverance. Why? Because you're receiving the deliverer to deliver you by giving you thoughts, by drawing it out and getting it out, by sitting there in receive mode. And then when you find a safe space in human skin, then you can pour it out. You know, I just wish that more deliverance people would just sit and listen in the heart coherent mode. There would be people getting delivered right and left. Why? Because they just want to be heard. They just want to relate to someone that is not going to berate them or try to cast some devil out of them every 5 seconds. You know, contrary to popular deliverance belief, not everything is a demon, my friends. In fact, most things aren't. Most things are just trauma and pain and neglect and abandonment that we've journeyed with. And when we get these things out by receiving and then casting them out by what we say to a safe place, man, I tell you, there's nothing more powerful than to be able to do that in a way of safety. See, because when I was a part of that whole deliverance crowd, I thought it was always me coming up and demanding and commanding some demon to come out. And I'm not saying that isn't warranted here and there. But I would say most of the time we can be our own deliverer. Because why? Because Christ is in us. We are one with him. And because we're one with him, I don't need somebody else on the outside of me a lot of times coming in and trying to, quote, discern something that may not be discernible. Meaning that it may not be a demonable. It may not be a demon. And so people in human skin just aren't that discerning sometimes because they're after some devil that may not be there. They're just there for the thrill, for the kill. You know what I mean? Like, I was there for the adrenaline rush. I wanted people delivered, yes, but I was also there for the adrenaline rush because I was an adrenaline junkie. And so, yeah, I'd love to see somebody manifest and all these things start, you know, being thrown up and thrown out. But I can tell you this, if somebody doesn't understand the principles of walking in heart coherence and knowing how much they're loved, understanding that it's more about receiving than it is trying to force something to happen, and living in the present moment, you know, if you're just going to cast some devils out and then they don't understand these things, then guess what? They're going to be walking around just kind of an empty hollow vessel going, okay, what do I do now? Do I need another deliverance session because I'm having bad thoughts? You know what I mean? There is, God is giving new ways of understanding. It's not new to him, but it's new to our generation. And he is illuminating wonderful truths today. He's expanding our consciousness, meaning that it's already expanded, but we're growing and understanding and awakening to that. And because we're awakening to the fullness of this quantum consciousness that is the mind of Christ, that's bigger than this cosmos, then, you know, we're going to see some things and then we're going to do some things that are quite different than we've been used to in religion. In fact, it is much easier than we first thought. You know, we are talking about effortless provision here. And provision is more than money. Provision is God supplying all my needs, mind, spirit, soul, and body, health-wise, you know, intellectually and understanding, and all the material things as well, spiritually. You name it, provision is provision. It's not just about money. Although Jesus talks a lot about that in the book, you know, but he also shares a lot more. So if you haven't gotten it, I would highly suggest to go back to Amazon. It is very affordable. It's only $12.99 for the paperback and $8.08 for an ebook. It's 200 pages of bliss and really stuff I've wanted to know all my life regarding finances. So I'm sure that by now you have purchased it and you've been listening to these, you know, in the bundle package with the sessions and then the book, or you've just gotten one individually, and that's fine. But however, it's so important that because you can see this progression of how Jesus walks me through the heart of humanity and begins to share things that'll unblock and unlock your life in powerful ways. So being present is a huge factor in this, because not only does it heal others, it heals us. It also draws good things, all good things to us. Goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. We understand that through scripture, right? And we can feel when goodness and mercy are surrounding us. But how about actually seeing them as they walk out in front of you and lead the way, and you're now looking at them in a way you haven't seen goodness and mercy before? See, following is you're like, okay, I know they're my rear guard, so to speak. I know they're there, but how about seeing them in all their glory, surrounding us and walking in front of us and leading the way? Because when they lead the way, that's all you see is goodness and mercy, and that's what Jesus wants us to see. That's what the gospel is. It's good news. It's mercy. It's gentleness. It's kindness. It's the fruit of the Spirit. And the way we really see and feel and know that they're there is by being present. That's when our eyes open. The eyes of our understanding begin to see these things, because now we're not caught up in the material world or the 3D world of all of our senses. We've moved beyond that, And now we're in this spiritual quantum realm, our theta-based wave, the base of the waves going, and now we can sit there as a conduit of reception. See, when we receive, we're a conduit. But when we're trying to force, we're actually pushing things away from us. You know, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You know what that really means, friends? It's not that I'm to be a violent individual and go out there and take faith by force, or take things that belong to me, or think I that belong to me, or tear the kingdom of the devil down and all those kind of things. No, what that really means is the Roman Empire was persecuting the believers of the day. And there was violence all around. So the kingdom of heaven on earth, in and through the disciples and those that believed, were suffering this persecution and this violence. And it really means that they were taking the Jews and they were taking the believers by force, because they were suffering violence. And so you have to look at the context here of what that really meant. I suppose you could go in and try to take things by force, by faith and all that, but that's totally contradictory to living in the present moment through the fruit of the Spirit. How can I thrust myself out and take things by force if I haven't placed myself in reception mode to hear the Lord and His leading first? Okay? And then His leading is peaceful. His leading is kind. His leading is gentle. It only gets forceful when we harden our hearts and we're stubborn. Then the knocks become louder and the whisper becomes louder. Why? Because He loves us. I'm not saying that He's going to abuse us. No. Far from it. That's not in His nature. Some people say, well, I need hard knocks. Well, if you said it, you're right. You're going to get it. If that's what you need, it's not God telling you you need hard knocks. God would rather do it the easy way, effortless. He would much rather deal with us in kindness and gentleness and the fruit of the Spirit. But if you want it that way, okay. Yeah, you know, then what's going to happen is God's not going to give you hard knocks. What's going to happen? You're going to go around the mountain and around the mountain and around the mountain because you're not listening to the still small voice. And so you're just going to plow ahead and break the china in the china shop. You know what I mean? You don't have to. You really don't have to. We don't have to go that route. The choice is ours. So this is what the beauty is of living in the present moment, because the present moment is always relaxing. It's peaceful. It's bliss. It's intoxicating. It's joyful. Joy unspeakable and full of glory is saturating the present moment. You can't help but be joyful. Be off your rocker with joy when you're living in this now moment. John, it's so hard. I don't know how to do it, John. It is? Who told you that? That's your own mind and your own conditioning telling you that it has to be hard, buddy. It's not. It's really not. How hard is it to just relax yourself, go into your nothing box where you're not thinking about anything, and you turn yourself into receiver. Turn yourself into reception mode. Cultivate that every morning and walk throughout your day as much as possible. When you get out of that, when you feel anxious, when you're misaligned with that blissful, peaceful state, then just bring yourself right back there. Still yourself. Bring it right back into that moment. Now, it may take some time. It may take you some years to do. But I'm telling you, the more we do this, the more we start seeing coherence expand. And boy, watch out. All good things and all these events will begin to overtake us so that we're not chasing them down. How awesome was that? What kind of a great testimony would that be? For people to see you just blessed right and left, and you didn't have to do anything for it. All you were doing is being creative. And remember, when we talked about creativity, what we were discussing is not being lazy, far from it. We were looking at the opposite by engaging in your blissful creativity. And when you're massively creative, you're far from, you're doing 12, 13, 14 hours a day. And if you're not, if you can't do that right now because you're working a job and you're still sifting it out, that's okay. The more you practice living in the now, the more things will begin to open up for you. Day after day, it'll start opening up the more you practice it. And the more we practice it, you start drawing things to you, and then time opens up for you. God makes a way where there is no way, and you have time to now work on that great, awesome, creative thing. Some of you don't know what that is. Start with your hobbies. Start with something you really enjoy doing. Begin there. Begin with that place that really makes you come alive whenever you think about doing it. And it, you just have a blast engaging in it. And when you start doing it, then it begins to grow. Then people begin to inquire, because now you're in a heart coherence. You're more in a heart coherence because you're at rest doing what you love. You ever notice that? You're not stressing out doing what you love. It's so much fun that your heart is actually in a rhythm of rest and peace and joy. Those are all elements of rest. And because they are, then here we go. The magnetic field sends a signal out, begins to open doors. See, the opposite is true. When we force, we break. And that's what we're going to talk about next. We'll see you on the next session.